Hi, this is Luke from Search Party Property, and today I've got a special guest just to talk about the affordable house prices in the marketplace right now and how they are going to tend to provide lower risk for people in future. And we really think that it is a situation where, you know, if you are buying in this type of market, you've got to really look to that, you know, lower the median house price in the area that you're looking for. So thanks for joining us, Cameron Price.
Thanks for having me, Luke.
So what are you seeing out there in the marketplace right now in terms of those affordable properties and looking at that lower median house price in the suburbs, in areas that you're looking in?
So there is still people out there wanting to buy. As always, people need somewhere to live. So I guess what I saw today is that the vendor selling has to be more realistic on their selling price. Now it's hit the media, so everyone's aware of it, that those prices we were seeing before, quite unachievable. It's coming back to a sort of a, you know, more realistic level. But hey, places are still selling. People need somewhere to live. So
yeah, absolutely. And that's always the long term ideas for Sydney, Melbourne, other capital cities around Australia is that, you know, there's scarcity in land in terms of closer to the city. So, you know, there is a lot of media attention out at the moment. There is a lot of agents saying things about the media. There's a lot of buyers coming in and talking about what's been said in the media about the reduction in house prices by 10% in Sydney and Melbourne over the last 12 months. So, you know, what kind of effect is that you feel that is really having on the sentiment out there for consumers?
I think consumers are worried at this point, especially we've got an election coming up. We've got
actually two elections coming up.
Yeah, two.
So our state election and federal. Yep.
Yep. There's also the Banking Royal Commission to come out, and just the standard sort of media beat ups, what you see in the newspaper. So that, of course, gives the wider public, the non-investor, their feel for and confidence in what's happening in the market. So.
It's amazing what a little bit of fear does to consumers. Now, you know, I guess some of that fear in the media is justified. We've had a 10% reduction. Maybe the media has actually come out and actually been part of that price adjustment in the marketplace because they put so much fear out in the marketplace. Or maybe it's the tighter lending that has led the media into talking about this more often than not. And there's a lot of commentators that are talking down the property market. What do you feel that's going to happen in the next 12 months or so, Cameron?
I feel it will keep continuing going down. A lot of uneasiness. People can't borrow money, so people can't borrow money. Simple supply and demand. Your prices won't go up. But in saying that, there's always opportunity. So it's an exciting time to then let things...
As an investor.
Yeah, very exciting time. So if you've geared yourself properly, you know, you're on top of your portfolio, or even if you're looking to start investing, if you've set yourself up nicely, banks need to lend money at the day because they're a business and that's how they make money. So there's always opportunities. So then when that heat comes off, this is when, you know, the sophisticated investor can really start to capitalize.
Yeah, this is where the savvy investors come out and really take on board the opportunities. And we know, both of us, quite a few of them out there scouring the market for opportunities. I know quite a few people that are pushing out ideas about getting severe discounts on properties, going in with 10, 20, even 25%. Drops in prices. And I know as a buyer's agency, we are, you know, putting in significant discounts or requesting significant discounts and putting on offers that are well below the asking price. And all too often we're finding that, you know, there's a happy idea for the actual sellers to actually drop their prices because of the lack of competition that's out there at the moment. So we still see advantages and opportunities in the market for the savvy investors. And it might be a time to actually get in while there's a lack of competition. So, you know, I guess you want to elaborate on that more when it comes to competition?
Of course. So, yeah, less competition. So then that's for us, the investor, the person trying to purchase the property, that's always, you know, helpful. You don't have that bidding war of emotional buyers out there driving the price up. So why the media might be bidding it up as a scary time, I think it's actually a very exciting time.
Very exciting time.
Because this is when we can capitalize the most on, you know, potential deals.
And I guess that affordability market, this is where we, you know, we talk about where it lowers the risk of actually investing and actually lower the risk of the idea of any downturn that could happen, any recession in Australia, any global effects in the economy that could actually affect our property markets. You know, how does that set up someone to alleviate some of the risk involved when you are, you know, putting in, you know, large amounts of money, and where when you are lending extraordinary amounts of money, and this is probably your biggest investment you're ever going to make?
Yeah, so, well, I guess what would happens, we see consumer confidence goes down, spending goes down, there's uneasiness, so, you know, people may potentially lose jobs. So if you're investing in that high-end bracket, the $2-3 million, well, when things start to pull back, unfortunately, the people that live in those properties, rent those properties, need to go down to the second tier. And then so on and so forth, down to the third tier. So if we're in the affordable market, well, our properties are always going to have some sort of demand for them. Because even in a downturn, well, the people that usually have more money to spend don't need to take a step back. They all start coming into our market. So,
and they always need a place to live, right?
100%. People need shelter.
I guess it's even a situation where you, if you've got a property and it's an inaffordable area and people do lose their jobs and they're still able to get government assistance, well, they still need a place to rent.
Yeah.
So that their government assistance rental money that they get can go towards paying the rent for you on your particular property. Yeah. Are you finding that out in the marketplace at the moment?
Yeah, I am. So, yeah, so my properties are in Queensland. I'm finding that there is a high demand for rents up there now. So I've been fortunate that on the advice of my real estate agents, you know, we keep on top of, that we've been able to drive rents up. So it's actually an exciting time. Like, it's good.
And that's, you know, different markets are going to work at different opportunities at different times. And, you know, some of those areas, some of those places where they haven't grown as much in previous years have an opportunity to grow when, you know, times are tough in other areas. So Sydney and Melbourne have pulled back and through 2018 by 10% or more. And now we've got an opportunity for other areas of Australia because of the affordability idea and what's playing out in the economy right now, where they can grow even when, as a nation, you know, things are pulling back, because people, like we said, still need a place to live.
Yeah, 100%. So even though the media might be beating up Sydney and Melbourne, Australia is a very big place, and there is markets within markets all over the country. So that's why it's good to get in with the experts and disregard, well, not disregard, but don't take what the media says as gospel.
Grain of salt.
Yeah, grain of salt. Meet with the experts, but the people out there every day doing what they do, because there is places everywhere to invest. There's always a good time to buy. There is always something to be purchased and to add to your portfolio or begin your portfolio. Even though Sydney might not be the place right now, it moves around the country, and so it's all about being in with the right group of people to make sure you're on the eight ball and you can,
and you're picking the right areas that are going to grow in the next 3 to 5 years. So I guess the message for today, everyone, is to, you know, look to those affordable markets. If there is going to be a downturn, if there's going to be a recession or a global financial crisis that we've had previously, then look to those affordable markets to look to invest your money. And it could be some really good opportunities out there for you. Get in touch with us if you would like to discuss some of those hot deals that we're working on at the moment. So that's over. That's all from me, Luke Moraney at Search Party Property. And thanks, Cameron, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.